went on to the church, and he turned around, come back to the house, parked his car out the road, and went in the house. He had to look out the window. He saw this boy live close the road, go across the house, go by the window about there, and he went out there and looked. His chicken is gone. So he pulled out over the house and searched for it, and they raised sand. They couldn't find his mama. They done put in the cook stove and shut the door on. He looked everywhere but in the cook stove, and they didn't find it. Now, she should have whooped him. She didn't whoop him. But she was in it bad as he was.
What would you say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he
favored his daddy?
What would you say if he has the same manners and the same behavior that his daddy has?
Well, he must. He'd know he's his daddy if he had the same shape and manners and face and nose. He'd have to be.
Okay.
That's the way it. I'd say it'd go.
If a woman's gonna have a child, you'd say that she's. If she's gonna have a baby, you'd say she's.
In family way.
Any other way of saying that?
Yeah, she's pregnant.
Did you used to hear people say that when you were coming up?
No, I never heard that till after I got grown up pregnant. I'd always have it another way, in family way, or some other way. Wasn't pregnant, just started, and I think them doctors is the ones that use that, and that took that from many doctors, that so many of them went to the doctor.
That sounds kind of bad to you to say?
No, I've heard it so much it don't sound too bad. I hear lots of things they say now. It sounds worse than that.
What do they say now?
Oh, they've made everything. I could show you some books that they got in them schools. I've been hearing it. But I picked up two books. Their school, someone going to school, been using them books. And they're too nasty for a person to read. And they come from children going to high school, fixing to go to college. And they're too bad. I see it. I know it because we've had people go to college and come back. I know what they tell them. So them colleges up there is not good to go to. They're in the way that people, now that lots of people go there, they can keep out of that bad company. And they can go through it all right. Lots of them don't try to get away from home. They think nobody never know it. That's just exactly what goes on. Now they got it going on right here in any little college in Shreveport here. Bird High and all them places over there. It's a bad thing for them to teach them when they're little.
What, a long time ago, sometimes they wouldn't have a doctor to deliver a baby. What would they call the woman they could send for?
Call them, midway. Let's see, what is that? That's the right name. Well, there was two or three of them around here. One lived right up the road, John. She rode more than a doctor. She was gone by the other night. Call her midway woman. That's where so many people couldn't get their birth certificate. Now, way back, when a doctor